Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to Blackticulate, a podcast series featuring UK young black professionals, where we find out how they do what they do, so you can too. Or not. After all, it is your life.
What up? Guys, once again, welcome to another episode of Blackticulate. As always, appreciate you taking the time out to listen to us. Now, I've actually got a couple of announcements to make, which is really quite exciting, I think. For the first time ever, there is going to be a podcast festival. Okay, correction. A People of Colour podcast festival. That's going to be happening in August the 5th by the Shout Out Network. And it's going to be lit. It's just going to be lit. It's going to be amazing because not only are they featuring UK People of Colour podcasts like Melanin Millennials, How to Kill an Hour, Pink Matters, The Unoriginal Podcast, The 90s Baby, and so on and so forth. So if you listen to any other People of Colour podcasters in the UK, you can bet your bottom pound that they're going to be there. So go over to Shout Out Live, so solivefestival.com, to get your tickets. I will be announcing more on that, you know, closer to the date and closer to the time. Black Ticulate is going to be there. We are going to be featuring, as always, black professionals and trying to find out exactly how they do what it is they do. I'm going to try and see if I can make it as interactive as possible, even possibly getting you guys to come up on stage and tell us about what it is you do and how you do it. That would be, for me, interesting. So I've got to speak to the organisers about that. But watch this space is what we're trying to say. Okay, so, oh God, I really love this episode, actually. This is one of my favourite episodes, with no disrespect to all those who've come beforehand, because you guys are all amazing. But the reason it's one of my favourite episodes is because this is why we do what we do. We are always trying to inspire, as well as upskill, young black professionals. And this is the first time that I've actually got to interview someone who is, I guess, the next generation, the next wave of talented, phenomenal professionals. So I had the pleasure of interviewing a software engineer, I guess, but realistically he's actually an entrepreneur, and his name is Emmanuel, and his story is so fascinating. He saw an opportunity in a marketplace for him to create an app which within the first 2 weeks had 200,000 downloads. So he tells us about the app. He tells us about how he recognizes patterns and how he can try and disrupt that. I think he has actually a really, really healthy mindset insofar as seizing opportunities. In fact, he has this great analogy about toothpaste, which I won't spoil too much. So if you guys get into it, you'll understand what I mean by that. He's a great guy. He's a phenomenal guy. He's going places. He is the future. And his story is fantastic. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed having a conversation with him. And please, as always, if you find this of any use, brilliant. Give us any feedback. If not, if you think someone else might find it of use or inspiring at the very least, please share it. Please comment, please review, please rate. So without further ado, I bring to you Emmanuel Abiola.
Once again, welcome to another episode of Blackticulate.
Guys, you already know Black Excellence. Trust, trust, trust. But for those of you who've joined us for the first time, thank you, number one. And number two, Blacticulate really is all about featuring young UK black professionals, where we try and find out how they do what they do. So you can too. And in front of me, right, this one's a little bit, this is a bit fresh. Because this came from a recommendation. So again, props, guys. Keep on recommending anyone you think I should actually be interviewing, because I appreciate that. But Emmanuel, I mean, it was touch and go. I almost didn't know anything about you until an hour ago. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But Emmanuel, on a level, he's going to be one to watch out for. And he was recommended by a gentleman who works for Google HR, particularly in the technical team. So shout out Robert Campbell. But Emmanuel, please tell the peoples who you are, cool. How you identify yourself, and cool. We'll just roll from there.
Cool. So my name's Emmanuel. I'm a recent computer engineering graduate from the University of Nottingham.
I don't even know what that means, but we'll get to that.
I recently completed a 6-month Google internship as a machine learning engineer. And yeah, I'm a computer science enthusiast, and I just like building stuff.
A machine learning engineer. All right, break it down to Lodos like me. So machine learning.
Yeah.
Let's actually rewind this. Let's get into the nitty gritty. Okay, let's get into your background first. Like, so tell us, like, growing up, where are you from?
Because so originally I'm from Hackney, so Bethnal Green. I grew up there for most of my life. Secondary school, I went to Bishop Challoner, which is in Stepney Green.
Yeah, shout out anyone listening, man. See how far Emmanuel's coming. Didn't think he was gonna do this, man. Look at him now.
So and then I moved out to Stratford, where I lived throughout like a bit of college, and yeah, then I went up to Nottingham for university.
But the way you say that, okay, I see the moods. I see what, but like, all in between, how are you getting yourself into machine learning? Like, where's that influence from?
So the way it started, I guess, was when I was at college. I was quite into business initially.
Business, yeah.
But I was pretty good at maths, and I felt that because I wanted to create things, I had to go to university and do something quite engineering related.
Right.
So I then went to study computer engineering. Well, initially electronics and computer engineering.
Okay, gotcha.
But I started to focus on computer engineering. And then I actually didn't find machine learning myself. I just used to do app development. So I built a lot of apps at university.
Dang.
And
talk about creating. Man, you were putting yourself where you knew once you finished, you're sought after commodity. Everyone wants an app. They don't even know what app is, but you know what? You know, I can build an app for you. Okay. What I'm trying to get at, if possible, and maybe there isn't a story, but because like, obviously you're Nigerian and you're about at that. Was there any pressures from like the family to, you know, go into science, those STEM roles, tech, engineer, maths? Yeah. Was there?
So not really. Obviously, I come from a single parent household. So okay. I just live with my mum and my sister.
Right.
So my mum, she's quite laid back and quite new to the education system over here.
Okay.
So she didn't really pressure me. She just kind of like gave me advice to always give my best in whatever I want to do. And I just kind of navigated myself from just pure research and intuition that being an engineer will probably be the best thing for me to go and do.
Oh, interesting. Do many people like think like you? I mean, like your friends?
No, not really. So a lot of my friends are more like musically orientated. They're more focused on like being a bit more artsy. But I felt that because I was a bit good at maths, I could use that to do something.
Yeah.
And I just kind of ran with it and then I ended up.
Were you told you're good or you enjoyed maths and you realised you were good? I mean, like, how does... Yeah.
So I wasn't necessarily told I was good. I was actually told I wasn't good, in fact.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually told I wasn't good. I was actually told I wasn't
them
good.
Teachers, they don't know the influence and power,
yeah,
man.
Literally, man. I was actually told I wasn't good. I was actually told not to do maths A-level either. But I
what grades were you getting? Were you not killing it in the exam?
The thing is, I was okay. Like, I was getting, like, in maths, I've got an A in maths.
Nice.
But the thing is, he didn't see me as a serious student, like, because of the people I hanged around with.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but they were my friends, like, because of where I was from as well. So we used to go home together, but it wasn't necessarily I was like them. It was just that I was just with them. So
they were just your environment. Yeah, they were your friends. And I get that.
I think that's what he just had a lot of doubt in my ability, my math teacher at the time, and just kind of pushed me away from pursuing stuff like that.
That's ridiculous, man. So, you know, tell me you've still got his details. Yeah. Look at me now. Do you know what I mean?
I wish I did.
That's the worst, though, isn't it? Like, teachers just telling kids they can't be because of their own prejudice and biasness. So I get that. So obviously your friends and whatnot, they were, well, doing music, trying to be whatever in that space. Yeah. And you were like, actually, no, my lane is engineering.
Yeah.
And you thought just, because the sort of type of guy you are, I mean, I take it you're that sort of guy where you're like, I'm going to do some research and think, where can I position myself?
Yeah.
And coming from a single household with your sister, she's, are you still guys?
Yeah. So I'm really close. My sister's 1 year younger than me.
Okay.
And she does politics. So she's into like the whole like socioeconomic stuff.
Okay, is she an activist in her right? trying to break down them white supremacy pillars.
Yeah,
I might have to edit that out. I ain't editing that out. Oh, they need to hear this. Come on, a podcast called Blackticulate. No, so that's really interesting. So what were you finding that was enjoyable? Because the reason why I'm asking that question is if anyone who is listening is like, you know what, okay, Manuel, I see that. I'm coming from where you're coming from. My peoples are looking to do music, but actually, I might be good at maths as well, and I enjoy it. But was there anything specific, like, when I say specific, what's the word? Help me out here, imagine this. Shame, innit? You'd think I did this for a living, right? But no, the word is like...
So,
what's enjoyable about it? Like,
key takeaway.
Cool.
So, in terms of app development or like in terms of engineering?
Engineering and what then that in itself as a discipline can go on to do.
Yeah. So, again, like when I saw what I initially, it was a trial and error kind of thing.
Okay.
So, I found engineering, which was basically the pure form of it. So, like electronics, electrical, there was a range of engineering you could do.
Right.
But then I started looking at inventors, so people like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Michael Spiegel, all of these guys that were basically doing massive things in technology. And what I found was a lot of them had like some form of engineering knowledge or worked with people with engineering backgrounds. And I thought, well, if they can do that, then I could potentially do that too. And that's what drove me to like really go ham, like really go into this.
So you saw the likes of Steve Jobs and whatnot, and you're like, yeah, man, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could do that. I don't care where they're from or the colour of their skin or anything. I like that. So you don't have any self-limitation beliefs.
No,
which is brilliant. Where did that come from?
Do you know what? It's when I turned it all around, because I actually still to this day reflect on this moment in my life. A-levels when I did ridiculously bad, like
it was
to the point where I had like potentially the worst grades in the year, like I had E's across my A-levels, and in that moment I would have thought at the time it was over. I thought there was no coming back from this. To even me from an E to A grade is nearly impossible,
for sure,
because it means doing like 10 exams in like one go. But I still did it. Like, I still went forward with it, and I ticked off. I asked to do every single exam again, and in the end, I managed to get 2 A's and a B.
That's amazing.
From being an E grade student, like, honestly, how come
you were an E grade student?
The thing is, it wasn't like situation? The thing about A level is that it wasn't like I had a lot. Well, I had a lot going on in terms of like those times I moved out to my nan's house. Because there was a lot of trouble going on in Stratford.
Okay.
So my mum moved away to North London to stay with my nan.
See.
But I think with A-level and in general, the whole study ecosystem, the whole system with education is a specific technique that you need to go by in order to do well. It's not necessarily about time you spent or like your mentality or like how much hard work it is a lot about hard work, but predominantly the technique you have to do, you have to showcase in that exam.
Right.
And that's what I had to learn the hard way, in a way. So once I failed so badly, there was only one. There was only one other way I could go.
Yeah, up.
Exactly. So.
But you, I mean, the fact that you even have your mentality didn't break.
Mm-hmm. Glad it didn't break. Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad it didn't break. Do you know? I mean, look at you now, right? Yeah, but yeah. How comes it didn't? How did you overcome that?
That break.
Like, you know, there'll be people listening and going, you know what, I messed up too.
Yeah.
But they didn't take this route. How comes?
Definitely. I think the real key, if I'm being honest with you, like, is to have faith, man. Like, faith is the one thing when all things go wrong and everything's just looking miserable and you genuinely believe that it's all over. Like, you just gotta have faith that you have a purpose. You know, tomorrow, God's grace, like you have a value that God has put you here for, and that tomorrow you can change things around. Because as long as there's a tomorrow, there's always another opportunity. Every day is another opportunity to make things happen. And I think I sowed that seed in myself because I owed it to my like mum, for example, to think like that. I had to believe that I could do something for her tomorrow. Even though I failed today, tomorrow I can show her better grades, if you get what I mean. So that was the real motivation. Me.
That's amazing. So are you really close with your mum?
That's my best friend, man. Like, I feel like, even though like we've come from complete different cultures and different upbringings, like, she's amazing. Like, to be a single parent mum and not understand the whole system but still be so loving. And I think that's one of the key things as well, like, just having someone that loves you and supports you is what's really helped me as well.
No, I like that, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
So we've now gone to post, we've got Ace. I mean, you turned it around, man. And like, that's honestly kudos. Yeah, it takes that sort of tenacity and that, you know, commitment and as you said, faith and belief that you can always do better.
Yeah.
Then you went into university, like studying what? And is it important to go to university to get into a career of engineering, particularly machine learning?
So the thing is, nowadays, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays, you can start from home from now. Like, you could just go on YouTube and literally find a tutorial and become the best web designer, the best Android developer.
Right.
But the one thing I do advise, what university does definitely do, is it gives you a platform to access opportunities that you might not find if you were not at university.
Like what? Expand on that.
So what I found was internships. So a lot of companies come to universities to promote internships and potentially fast track you. So I was fortunate to do an internship with JP Morgan. They're like the number one investment bank in the world.
Yeah, they're huge.
And like, they would pay salaries I didn't even know was possible. I'm being so honest, like, it was an amazing opportunity to, like, a guy like me, first generation, first to go to uni, my family, being asked to come work for a company like that, it was amazing.
But don't do yourself a disservice, and I know you're not, because I can tell the confidence, and I want to know how you've always been that confident. I really need to know that whatever you're eating, the egusi, the jollof, I need it in my life.
Yeah.
But do you feel there was a... You know, there's this now big trend of diversity and inclusivity, isn't there, in the landscape, the media landscape?
Yeah.
Do you think they purposely selected you, or do you just believe your actual ability was second to none?
So I like to say, this is my mentality. Like, you're as good as the next person. Like, never in your mind believe that something can hold you back. Even though we all know in the world there is still a massive issue of diversity, and that there is a lack of minorities in these roles. But you and yourself, you have to first and foremost always believe that nothing can hold you back. I do, even though I believe that, I do to an extent believe that to some extent the diversity factor played a role.
Right.
But I do believe my abilities gave me that assurance and that confidence for them to pick me.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I mean, in of itself as well, I hate the rhetoric where they're like, well, you know, we couldn't find any people of standard, you know, of quality.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't want to lower the bar. That's why we hired John, James, and Cuffbuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the ability's there. You're not looking. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You pretend you want to set up at a party, but you just want a little bit of us for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me not get my high horse. Do you know what I mean? You saw me, I was ready on it. And do you know what I mean? Imagine you're my brother as well, but I was coming for you as well. Like, it's like, yo, Ade, freeze. Emmanuel ain't the enemy. He's not the enemy. Now, we've got no enemies. I'm just joking. To my white listeners, obviously. So now we've gone into uni, and the uni opportunities clearly allowed you to obviously go into JP Morgan and then just see the professional context.
Yeah.
But you're also within that university environment, you were doing not only internships, but you were making, I believe, apps, and you're killing it. So tell me more about that, because I feel like it's important to know that, yes, you can do it yourself, but possibly, and I don't know if I'm correct, especially in your field of expertise, whether university is a better route and a more safer route for employment.
Yeah. So definitely, it has so many layers in terms of like backup. So even if you go uni and you don't really like venture out and do what I did, for example, app development, just doing the degree alone opens up doors.
Right.
You know, especially an engineering degree, so it's a massive demand to do something like that. So that's a massive backup plan, and it's a good backup plan because we all need to have a backup plan. Like you need to have something that you feel like, okay, this is, if all doesn't go well, I can do this. And that's what I would definitely say and recommend you.
And is it harder then, though? Because does experience and, say, for instance, building apps or web developing or any form of, you know, skills or executions that engineering allows, does experience trump education?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
But if you have both, obviously, it's blessed.
So if you have both, you kill it completely because they can't fool you in anyhow. But if they did have to choose... they would actually prefer someone that took the risk and built stuff with their own intuition, like, because that shows entrepreneurship. Like, entrepreneurship is something you would think is common, but it's not as common as you think. So someone that actually goes out their own way to think of something and use their time to do something is always more respected.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can see that. Because, you know, sometimes some people can't actually financially even afford to go to university. Yeah. And I don't want them to not be able to see themselves in said roles that you're doing. And I mean, that's really fascinating. So what did you build? Like, I'm just really fascinated.
So just going back and touching on that, what was actually amazing of uni was I met like-minded people. So what happened was I actually built an app with two other guys from Hackney.
Same.
And two guys from Nigeria, so two international students. We built like a brick breaker game.
Amazing.
Yeah, so a brick breaker game, and literally that got 20,000 downloads in 2 weeks.
Fam. Yeah. That to me just, I'm swelling with pride here. You literally found your copies. Niger, okay. Hackney, okay. Come, let's rise that tide.
Literally.
In 2 weeks, 20,000 downloads.
That was crazy, yeah.
Then what does that do for you then? Do you leverage that? What does that open doors?
Yeah, definitely. So when we did that, to our surprise, BBC interviewed us, MTV interviewed us. It got pretty viral. Like, all the newspapers in Nottingham were talking about.
I'm in front of royalty. Is that what you're telling me? I'm in front of a celeb. Emmanuel, you're so calm as well. You're humble. I should get a signature. I'm ready. See?
But, yeah, like, it was a great success for me, for us, for everyone. And
Did you know you want a winner and stuff with that? Like,
the thing is, you just stay grateful, man. Like, I think a lot of these things, like we're just discussing, like, it's also having the understanding that you're a bit fortunate to be in such a position at the same time.
Right.
So it's like you just keep level headed at the same time that, okay, like, this is amazing, and I'm just thankful that I was able to be one of those that experienced such an amazing success.
Yeah, but I'm impressed. I'm impressed with you regardless,
thank you.
But like, even just the notion of you came up with a games idea, you built it, you put it to market, Like, I almost want you to walk us through, did you do that?
Yeah,
like,
cool. So what actually happened from the very beginning was, at the time I had BlackBerry, which was very popular. The Brick Breaker game, and that was overly popular to the point where you was actually comparing scores with your mates and stuff.
See?
But what actually happened at the time was BlackBerry was starting to, like, not be as popular of a phone. You had Androids,
it was going down.
You had iPhones. And I just thought, well, if the game is so popular, why don't we just recreate it but put it out on the Android and the iOS and just make it look slick and look really clean, so very attractive. And also at the time, Flappy Bird was very popular.
I
kind of copied their kind of model in the sense that I made the game really hard. You only had one life.
Okay.
So there was like 1,000 models, 1,000 levels, but you had one life. And for some reason, people liked that.
That's it.
So yeah.
That's great. Oh man. So you can, because of your, I guess, your engineering understanding and skill.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sets, and I want to explain. Yeah. I need you almost explain what that is, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you can sort of disseminate and break down other tech and other games to create a better version.
Yeah.
You're a dangerous man, Emmanuel. You're a dangerous man, you know. I need you on my team. Everyone needs an Emmanuel on their team, you know. You can look at any form of tech. All right, we've got that. How are we going to better that? All right, cool. But is that what it takes then? Is that what it takes? That what sort of mindset, what skill set does it take to become a successful app developer or engineer?
So first of all, like I said, I think an aspect of it is entrepreneurial mindset. So you kind of have to tend to look at things and always think, how can this be better?
Right.
And I think once you have that kind of mindset, you have a tendency to want to create something better. Obviously, app development involves something called coding, which is programming, which is basically typing up something on the computer for like 3 to 5 hours straight.
Have it. So you need patience as well.
Yeah, a lot of patience. But what you find is there's actually a lot of support in the area as well. So building up the game actually wasn't a long. It took us like a month. It took us like 3 months while studying. But if it was done without being at uni, it would have taken us roughly a month.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then just like testing and playing.
Yeah,
like,
literally, yeah.
So what platforms then do you need?
Okay.
Because imagine me, I mean, I am.
I'm
novice, I'm an amateur.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I want to create an app. What are the tools? What should I be looking at? Like, give me almost your manual guide.
So I have so many different perspectives on an approach on this. So what I actually find is, I believe the best creators are just naturally creative. So I believe you can put a creative person. I even believe my friends that do music and stuff, if I brought them into app and web development, they would be crazily creative with it. Right. And it's because creativity is like a trait. You tend to think in a certain way. Like, you like to make things look nicer, more fancy, or do different things with it. So my advice is basically, if you're a creative person, you can literally build apps, you can build websites. It's not, you don't have to do engineering at all.
Okay.
It's literally, you having that creative mindset is going to put you so far ahead of so many people.
How do you identify if you have one or not, though?
The way you're creative, I guess, is you like to create things. So you're someone that, in your time, it can be anything from like music to spoken word to content. You just like to create something. And I think that's the power of creativity.
Right.
You and yourself, from just being somewhere without not much stuff around you, you can create something.
Just to put it out there in the world and just build. Okay. Yeah.
So once you have that ability, something like app development, web development, you would breeze past. Because there's people I've met in app and web development, they're not even from engineering backgrounds.
Right.
And they're so creative, they've built stuff that you never imagine could be built.
Mm.
So it's like, how did you think of that? And it's like, they're just creative. It's just literally, and that's just the answer.
Yeah.
But in terms of like nitty gritty and getting down to it, there's a studio. So for example, Android, there's an Android studio.
Okay.
So you go onto that platform and you kind of start to design what you want your app to look like.
Right.
And again, they have loads of guidelines. So if you go into Android Studio website, they have loads of guidelines, loads of code already written for you.
Okay.
That you literally can copy and paste and you already have an app up and running.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's all free.
Damn it. Okay, Android Studios. Yeah, guys, yeah, I'm going to try. I'm putting that in the show notes as well.
Everyone get on board.
Hey, and there's already code that exists. You make it sound so easy, but nice, I'm with you. Yeah. So there's Android Studios. Any other?
Yeah, so then if you want to do iOS, so iOS is a bit more costly because, well, you can create iOS apps for free. But when you want to put it out on their platform, they charge you roughly, I think it's £30.
Okay. One-off or?
It's a yearly fee. So, and I think that's just to make sure people don't put out rubbish onto their app store.
Yeah.
Like, Apple are really careful with that stuff. Android is free completely once you're ready and you build something.
And it goes on Google Play, doesn't it?
It goes on Google Play, for Android. And then iOS goes on the app store.
Same. We're building apps that's killing it in the iTunes store. We're getting interviews. We start to become a mini celeb within campus. Do you know what I mean? Girls are throwing themselves at you.
Yeah.
So now you're like, damn it, this is the life. I don't want to leave. But uni's going to spit me out.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what
yeah.
am I doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing after uni?
So once from the game, I actually got approached by Google to come do an internship.
Wow.
Which is basically it's like a work experience you can do as a student. And since last year, June, up until December, I was working as a machine learning engineer for Google.
Amazing. Did they tell you specifics or they just came to you and said, we need you in our building,
like,
what can we do for you?
They were like, yo, like, we want to give you this opportunity, we want to interview you for one of our internships in London. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, Google, like, you don't, companies like Google, you don't even think of, you could even work for, like, you just it's just a website.
Yeah,
you just
use,
like, but it was such an amazing, it was such a pleasure to be asked to come work for them and to even go through the interview process and have the opportunity to even potentially work for them. So when I got the offer, like, I was just over the moon. Like,
amazing.
Yeah.
Congrats, man. 100%. But what about your co-founders or co-coders?
Yeah.
Did they also get the opportunities?
Yeah, so...
Because you said it was you and two other guys?
Yeah, so two guys. The two guys from Hackney got headhunted to America.
Wow.
So all my friends are in America now.
Did you get also headhunted
for
America?
Yeah, I got an offer for America as well.
But
I decided to stay in for Google.
Family or Google?
Yeah, for Google. Yeah.
Scene. Okay, so we're now finding ourselves. This is kind of where we're going now. We're going with it. So now we're in Google for machine learning.
Yeah.
Did they literally say, what would you like to learn or what do you want to do? And they said, we can try and help you. Or?
So what actually happened was when I got the offer, I was going to do a lot of Android development since Google's like Google Play is Android Play Store. And then I arrived on the first day and my manager came up to me and was like,
all right, nice to meet you, Emmanuel. So this is your project. You're going to be doing machine learning.
Hey.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Is this Japanese? Did this guy just speak Japanese to me? Because I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, machine what?
Yeah.
But what is machine learning for those of us who don't know?
Oh, wow. So to simplify machine learning, it's basically this new type of... wow. So it's this new type of software, in a way, that can basically... when you give it data that already exists, so you can give it like years of data, information basically, mm-hmm. it can begin to make decisions on that data, start predicting data. Yeah. So if I say to the machine, if I give the machine data, for example, on Mondays I go for a run, on Tuesdays I go for swimming, on Wednesdays sometimes I go for a run, sometimes for swimming, eventually it can start predicting what I'm going to be doing,
right.
because it's seen over the last few years you've your been pattern. Doing this kind yeah. of behavior
100%. And so I guess in application form, I mean, for those who have iPhones, it's Siri.
Yeah.
And the Google one is
Google have they have one, but it's not like Siri. No.
So machine learning, what are we doing with this, and how, from an audience perspective, or my listeners, is if they're not going through doing apps and engineering, can they go straight into machine learning? What are the platforms, what are the resources or books would you recommend that they should start looking into?
Cool. So just a heads up, machine learning is the future. Not necessarily going to take over everything, but it's going to help a lot of different industries, mainly because there's a lot of repetitive work that machine learning can help us do, from healthcare, knowing, for example, what medication is best for a certain person at a specific time, just because of a certain condition. It can help predict stuff like that rather than the problem of a human being sometimes can make that mistake and can also have that human element to it, which is like, which shouldn't be factored in at the time.
I hate you because of all like preconceived, like maybe prejudice, circumstance, how a human might be feeling at the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So that's definitely where I would say it's going. In terms of breaking into machine learning, like I said, so there's different aspects to machine learning. Well, yeah, there's different aspects to machine learning. So you can have the hardcore programming, right. which is you're literally coding up a model, you're coding up the machine learning itself. That's for the mathematicians, the computer science nerds, everyone that's quite into like hardcore just writing stuff. For those that are less into the programming and hardcore just typing up stuff, there's the presentation aspect of it. So a lot of the stuff, for example, Google do is they put all this data into a nice presentation, like a dashboard, and it shows them, it shows other people, so clients, for example, the power of the machine learning. And you can also be involved in that aspect. So basically presenting the power of machine learning and how it can transform the business, your business, basically. Business,
And then it could also go into, I guess, user experience and interface is from an app, an application perspective. Absolutely. It's funny because the more you talk about it, the more I see machine learning. Like, I think was it Target or somewhere in the US where what they did is because of the shopping behavior and patterns, they predicted someone was pregnant before she was pregnant or before she even went and did a test, and they sent her congratulations, like direct mail. So, you get into a world of things that you didn't know you had. Anyway, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. So we pretty much, we're making good stride. Like, what are the work-related challenges that you're currently facing? Because you're no longer for Google. But do you feel there's an element that plays in it because of your race as well?
So what you find is, because there's a lack of diversity, you don't have much of a network. So you don't have many people you can call on to give you advice, to tell you where you can go, to even tell you just the best route to take. And that's an issue that I'm constantly trying to solve now, even in my drive to like continue to like break down these barriers and create a pathway for others to join as well. It's a problem that I've definitely seen and I'm struggling, well, that I see people struggle with, but I've just been driven to not be a victim to it in a way.
Right, okay.
So I kind of, like, again, like, I've trained myself to be really good at researching. Like,
I can tell.
Give me an hour, I will research something from top to bottom. Like,
amazing.
And it's a skill you have to learn, because when someone doesn't open the door for you, you have to learn how to open the door for yourself.
Yes. No, I mean, that couldn't be a truer statement. I love that statement. So, I mean, this is, I want to almost bring it into open floor, and then we're going to talk about some fire ones, some light ones, But is there anything that you wished? So imagine listening to yourself now, right? I mean, because I'm going to give you the playback, obviously. But is anything that you wish to sort of say for those who are looking to emulate in your footsteps?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, open, this is very, let's... Yeah.
I would say, because looking back at my younger self as well, the advice I would give him is just have faith. Number one, make sure you learn how to have faith, because that's what's going to keep you going when everything seems horrible, where you feel sick and tired, you feel frustrated, you don't know, you feel like, when's things going to get better? Why is everything the way it is? If you have faith, you'll wake up tomorrow and you'll feel fresh and hungry to go again. Yeah. So that's my first thing. Number two, be ambitious. Don't be scared. You are allowed to, your life to have ambition. Be free. Go and find goals that you never thought you could ever have. Research them, learn about them, learn how to achieve them, and then follow them. And that's literally it. It's that straightforward. Obviously, there's a lot of hard work, there's a lot of late nights, there's a lot of sacrifices, but as long as you set your eyes on it, know what it's about, there's a saying that you can't stop what the heart desires.
Okay.
And if you know what you're looking at and you know what it's about and what you have to do, there's only so many people that can stop you from doing it. Eventually, there's actually going to be no one that can stop you. So that's another rule I would say. Lastly, just work hard. Like everyone's got their own goals and dreams, and if you put the time and effort in, you'll get noticed eventually, and you will meet like-minded people along the way, and they'll be working just as hard as you, and you can work together and you can build stuff together. And that's what I would advise.
Okay, no, that's, I mean, that to me is advice from champions and winners. And you certainly are. I mean, do you see yourself as successful?
From where I came from, I think I can't believe I'm here today. Okay. If I'm being honest, like, it's when I do stuff like this and I reflect, it's like, wow, like, Emmanuel, like, how did you even land here? But I've got so much more I want to do, like, in terms of the youth, in terms of inspiring, in terms of going back and speaking in schools. Like, I definitely feel like I have that
desire to do so. If anyone's listening, I'm gonna obviously tell you how to get in touch with Emmanuel, as we always do at the end of the show, and it's gonna be in the show notes as well. But if you're listening through this, like, just pencil it down, man. Let's try and get in touch with Emmanuel, because he really is an inspiration, and he definitely wants to give back to the community for sure. And can't wait just to see. I mean, what's next? What's next for you?
So what's next? I actually have so many dreams, like, that I struggle to like keep them all contained. Right. But I actually launched a startup in university as well.
We ain't even touched that. You know what I mean, your uni life was just too extravagant for me.
I went all out. Trust me, once you get given that door, when that door opens, run as fast as you can. When I got to uni, I ran so fast. I was trying to do everything. See? Because it's for you. It's there for you to do. So you make the most of every opportunity. Squeeze it.
Mm.
It's like, you know when you're using a cream and like you don't have enough money to buy a new one. You squeeze it. You squeeze it all out. And that's what you got to do with opportunities. The way you squeeze that ball, you got to squeeze that opportunity. Honestly.
I love that. But I was squeezing that tube hard as well, because we've all been there. I see.
You know what I mean? Like, you squeeze it all out. So,
so you did a startup at uni.
Yeah. So I did, from launching the Brick Breaker game and having so much success, I kind of thought, well, why not make a business?
Mm.
I was always interested in, I always heard the word business and people owning business. I thought, why not try it or just see what it's about? So I entered this business competition in Nottingham, which was basically just a business competition.
Right.
And I put forward the idea of a software development company.
Okay.
So building mobile apps for people.
Right.
Simply. And went through it, got shortlisted to top 100, then got shortlisted to top 25, then got shortlisted to top 10. Then before you knew it, we were the winners of the
Amazing.
Whole competition.
Congrats.
And won £25,000 and office space, but we don't need office space because we're developers.
Yeah. Amazing.
So yeah, that was
And
that.
Do you still have that company?
Yeah, so we did that company for 2 years. Like I said, my friends went off to America and then obviously I stayed here in London. So we haven't been able to keep up with it, but I my ambition is to recreate a company that has
that helps with mobile apps.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but do you need money? Is money a driver? Is it important?
So yeah. So right now, the truth is, all right, so money is good to have because it can help you look after other people, but I feel that money can always come. So you have to have this kind of discipline. Obviously, you have to prioritize what you need at a certain time. If you need money to like look after someone or take care of a loved one, definitely prioritize that. But if everything is doing okay, focus on your learning. I think investing in yourself, time invested in yourself is so much more valuable than time invested in finding money.
Mm.
Because time invested in yourself goes a lot further than money, basically. When you invest in yourself, you grow, you become better, you understand more, you can do more, and you actually potentially could even make more money from the person you're going to become by just investing in yourself. Yeah. So I'm someone that I like to go over. I still go library. I'm not even at uni anymore, but on the weekend sometimes I'll go library in the morning. I'll wake up early. I'll go library from 9 till 5, and then I'll mess about in the evening with my friends.
Amazing.
So it's about that investment, and I think invest in yourself goes a long way.
Amazing. All right, guys. I mean, you could tell Emmanuel is amazing, phenomenal. And that's why he's on Black Ticulate. Wouldn't have it any other way. But I normally, with all my guests, just give a couple of light fire ones, just quick fire rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to lighten it up a bit as well, because they might be like, oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so deep. I mean, just give me some light stuff. Joking. They already know what it's like. So, would you rather... And these are like five questions.
Cool.
Would you rather your child be smart or good looking?
Smart, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Interesting. Everyone always says smart because they think it's the right one. I'm like, it better be beautiful, man. I'm smart enough for them. From their beauty, we'll make money. Don't worry about that. what would you spend in this current economy? Would you spend your last £5 on?
Would I spend my last £5 on? Wow, that's a good question. It depends what I need at the time. Like, if
it's only £5, Steve.
It's only £5. Like, something I could use or just do with £5.
I'm not putting too many parameters on that.
I like to eat, man, so I'll probably get a meal deal or something.
Simple. And someone else.
I use the change for something else.
And someone else told me, like, you know, domain name, this, that. I was like, all right, investment. I wasn't even thinking that myself.
Yeah.
And if you could do a TED Talk about anything other than machine learning and engineering, what would it be about?
So one thing I've been learning a lot is about the patterns of life and like how things tend to repeat themselves. So I would want to give a talk on how you can break out of these things.
Okay.
And how you can, by spotting the pattern, you can be the anomaly and be different.
Interesting. So how to be different by spotting patterns, by breaking out of a pattern.
Yeah,
and we're talking history?
Yeah.
Like just actual world...
Yeah,
world.
So history and even just world patterns, like...
Okay, well, you might need to teach me how to do that myself. Emmanuel, man, this is where, like, you become my sensei. It's crazy.
Allow me.
Okay, and last but not least, before we ask how people can find you, how would you like to be remembered?
Wow, so that's a really good question. And I think it's something I've been really thinking about a lot now that I'm a lot older. I really just want to be remembered as someone that literally came from... I didn't really come from much. Like, I literally came from... nearly nothing, you know, first to go uni, my family, And I just want to be able to be remembered as someone that just tried to give back to his community, make an impact, inspire others, other youths that don't believe something's possible to believe in it's possible. And as long as I can do that, I'll be happy.
No, I think without a shadow of a doubt, and hopefully this conversation, this interview, is illustration of how amazing you are as a person. How can we find you on the internet? I mean, I know you've got your fingers in a lot of pies, but how do you want us to find you, and what do you want us to do when we do find you?
You can find me, so I'm on Twitter. You can, so that's IC3_Eman, so E-M-A-N. That's my major social. It's also IC3Eman on Snapchat.
Cool, that's your preferred.
Just IC3.
IC3_.
I claimed it, man.
Nice.
Snapchat, Twitter. Those are my main social media.
So, yeah, we'll get in touch for sure, for sure, guys. So once again, guys, thanks very much for listening to another episode of Black Ticulate. If there's anything I didn't ask Emmanuel, give me a shout. You already know how to get in touch with me, Blacticulate, on everything. And yeah, maybe we'll try and get Emmanuel for part two when he's literally just reshaping the entire world, which no doubt he will.
Thank you.
And Emmanuel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it. Hey guys, how did you find the episode? I hope it was useful. We're always trying to make this as useful as possible to you. So if you do what it is our guest did, and there were things that we didn't cover or the things that we didn't talk about, then please get in touch. And secondly, if you are able to teach us what it is you do as a profession, then also get in touch, because we would love to feature you on Blacticulate. And you can do that via our social media accounts or even our email, which is contact@blacticulate.com. We appreciate your support as always, and we'll see you on the next episode of Blacticulate. Have a great day. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.